Well, in thinking today, I obviously we're thinking about Christmas time. Christmas is close. It's getting here. I enjoy Christmas in some ways. Some ways I don't, because it's just a bunch of, you know, there can be a lot of things to do that it seems like it's a distraction. So sometimes I get a little bit kind of down in the weeds, it feels like, and busy, but it's not bad. But the true meaning of Christmas and all is a blessing and is good. So I just want to start today by asking you a question. What is it that you look forward to for Christmas, if you do look forward to it? I'm assuming that maybe you would look forward to it some way. What is it that you look forward to about Christmas? Anybody like that? Anybody today want to share something that you look forward to? Now, if all the little kids were in here, we would know what they would probably say. But is there anything that you look forward to during this Christmas season?
Closer to God.
Good. That's good. To draw closer to Him. Spend some time reflecting on Him and what He's done for us, the gift that He's given. And then also thinking about maybe some extra church services that we have, times of celebration there. Good. Anything else?
Spending time with friends and family.
Friends and family, right? Is that what you were going to say? Okay, that's what Connor was going to say too. That's good, right? That's for me is probably one of the big things too. A time to spend some time with friends and family. Good. Anything else? Yeah.
That's what matters the most.
Yep.
Spending time with your family.
Yes.
Ones,
and then... Good.
My,
I agree.
My dad would always say Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Christ. And not just gifts, but
yes,
truly the birth of Christ.
Yes.
What Christmas
is. It's good. Yes.
And when I used to work at the school, it would sadden me that some of my students didn't know that.
Yep.
It was the birth of Christ.
Yes. It's good. Deidre, you were going to say something?
Having a day off,
right? That's good. Time off. Anything else you look forward to? Christmas time? Anybody look forward to spending all your money on gifts? I'll just follow that up by asking you, then why do you have the money? You just want to hold on to it? Or do you want to, you know, share that with someone else? I'm just throwing that out there, but... Stirring pot. Anything else that you... Anything else you look forward to at Christmas time? Let me ask you this. If you put decorations out... We all know that Angie and Urban put decorations out because their house is right by the road. It's easy to tell right there. There's some others, right, that put some decorations out. So if you do that, why do you do it?
To bring joy,
right? To bring happiness to other people. I like it. Yeah, I think that's the right reason. Any other reasons?
Emma's decoration is nice.
Emma's? Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
I
have to, hopefully, Friday night, I'll be cruising by there. Christmas spirit, right? And we want to share that with others, with those around us, right? Good. Anything else? I want to say, you know, one of the things that is nice about it is it's a time for people to get together, families, and for celebration. That is a good reason to get together, right? Because we have sad times to get together, but I like when we can get together for a good reason, right? Celebrate, be happy. So I think that's, you know, that's a positive thing there too. We tend to think, well, some family only gets together when it's, you know, bad news, but it's good to get together for good reasons, right? All right, anything else looking forward to Christmas?
Going to
Food, there you go. We almost forgot.
Let us know who's like to eat.
We almost forgot food. Oh, man. It's a good thing you're here today. We almost forgot food. Right? That's hey, I'll be honest. I'm looking forward to that part. Yep, looking forward to that part.
Fried bread.
Fried bread. Yep. Like I said, anything goes. Anything else? Anybody looking forward to all the candy?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we got some looking forward to the candy.
Old fashioned
candies, right? Good. Anything else that we're missing here? What about any of you like to see the little kids get happy about Christmas?
Yeah.
That goes back to the spirit of Christmas, right? And the joy and the happiness. But to see a young person, or I think to see the older person too, that when the family comes or that when the gift is given, that it totally makes their day. To me, that's where I'm caught in the middle, right? So I get to see that on both sides. And I appreciate that. I think that's what I look forward to, that people could be happy, that they could be excited, and just their heart be full of happiness and joy. That's a beautiful thing. We need some more of that. We need some more of that in this world, right? Anything else?
Can I just say something?
Yep.
Way back when my children were small, they believed in Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on TV.
Yep.
And they're very excited, and we decorate. I mean, we went all out. So one Christmas Eve, my youngest son was watching. An eye on the TV where Santa Claus is.
Okay, yeah.
So he said, "Santa Claus is in Wyoming." I said, "Well, that's it. Wyoming is not too far away. Maybe you can get in bed." And he said, "But Mom, the fireplace is going. How is he going to get in?" I said, "You know, don't worry about it. We have a sliding door, you know." So he puts his cookies out and he goes to bed. So, and then here's my other son, just giggling away. And I told him, I said, "No Santa Claus for you if you keep that up."
Yes.
But in men's life for us, there's nothing really.
Yeah.
I always think about that.
Mm-hmm. my dad's dad, so my grandpa, my dad told me this. My dad would do that too. He'd be watching the TV and they would be watching where Santa Claus was and all this. And his dad, my grandpa, would go outside when it was getting close. He would tell him, "Be in that, you know, got to be in your bed or whatever." And then he would grab a shovel, put a whole bunch of gravel on the shovel, and then in the dark at night, he would throw those rocks all over the roof of the house, and then the kids knew that Santa Claus was landing on top of the house. Also, my grandpa used to do on the. I'm not saying you should do that. You might knock the window out, but anyway, the thing that we're talking about here is the excitement, the happiness, the joy that it brings to children, right? Especially children. And I have seen now for older people, this is my observation. It's not the gifts. It's the visit, right? The people that would come by and spend a few minutes with them, that makes a lot of difference for them. That's just my observation of what has made some of them happy. And for me, you know, if I can call my grandpa and grandma and talk to them, makes them happy. You know, if I can visit them, makes them happy, but I can't always do that. So I'll call them. I called them the other day, and my grandma and grandpa, they were sitting on the couch, both of them on the phone like this, talking to me. And it's exciting to me to be able to make them happy. And so anyway, getting off here a little bit distracted, but we're talking about what are we looking forward to for Christmas? Why do we do the things we do? Why are we buying? If we're buying gifts for someone, why are we doing that? If we're putting up decorations, why are we doing that? If we're, you know, making an extra nice meal, why are we doing that? If we're taking the time to spend some extra time with somebody, why are we doing that? And I got a verse that I want to share with us today, two different places in God's Word that I want to look at. The first one is going to be Psalms chapter 67. Psalm chapter 67. I think I'm just going to read the first two verses. I hope that we can get this thought across this morning. Psalm 67, verse 1 and 2. Reading in the New King James today, it says here, God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That sounds like what I want too, right? I want God to be merciful to me, show me mercy, and I want him to bless us. I want him to bless me. And then it says, and cause his face to shine upon us. I want God's face to shine upon me. Verse 2. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Now this second verse is explaining what the result of the first verse should be. The first verse is saying, God, we want your blessing. We want your mercy. We want your face shining upon us. And then the second verse is, why? So that his way may be known, and that his salvation, in all the earth, and that his salvation among all nations. Now here's the thought for this morning. The thought is that why, let me ask you this question real quick. Why would God give mercy to you? Why would God give blessing to you or me? Why would God's face shine upon you or upon me? And we see here that this second verse tells us that the reason that God would bless us is so that we in turn could be a blessing to the world around us. It says here to all nations, his salvation, or he says your salvation among all nations. First part there, that your way may be known on earth. And so what is speaking to me today out of these two verses is that all of the blessings that we have, and we spent quite a bit of time this morning thanking God, giving thanks. We sing songs that praise him and give thanks to him. The reason that we have these blessings is so that we can in turn allow those blessings to flow through us to the world around us. And the example that we have talked about before many times is the mud hole right here on this curve as you're coming into the mission here. And it's not too bad right now, but it fills up with mud. A mud hole there, just water. You probably got one by your house too. And if you had to get your water and you got a choice, right? You can pick your drinking water from that mud hole, or you can pick it from, let's go Clear Creek up in Cuba Mountains. Which one are we going to choose? We're going to choose Clear Creek, right? Why? It's fresh. It's flowing. This thing only has water running into it. And then all the water stays right there, and then all kinds of things start living in it. And if anything comes by and does anything nasty in it, there's no fresh water to flush it out. It just stays there. And it gets more and more gross, more and more disgusting. Clear Creek, on the other hand, if something happens, it's kind of gross in it, it ends up down somewhere else, right? Real quick. It's fresh, it's clean, it's flowing. It's not holding that water there. And the idea with that we're talking about when, with the blessings that God gives us, if we're over here like the greedy person, and we're just, you know, well, I'm going to take this. I'm glad God gave me this health. I'm glad God gave me this strength. I'm glad God gave me this family. I'm glad God gave me this and that and the other. And we're pretty soon, we're just collecting a big old mud hole full of stuff. And I don't think we have to think very hard this morning to realize that that's not the person that we really want to be. And that's not the person that we want to be around. It's kind of gross. It's kind of nasty. And there's just not much good coming out of it. But on the flip side, if we could somehow be the one that when God blesses us, that in turn flows through us, and we are a blessing to others. Now don't quote me what I'm not saying today. I'm not saying that everything that you get, you just turn around and give it to somebody else. That's not what I'm saying. Because let me just pause here for a second. For one, that is not being a blessing. If I every time you need money, I give you money, I'm not being a blessing to you. I'm actually hurting you because I'm not helping you. And so I'm not saying that. I'm going to just clarify that this morning. But the blessings that we have, let's say money or vehicles or health and strength and knowledge to be able to do things, if we use that in a way to be a blessing to the people around us, we'll be more like Clear Creek, much more like Clear Creek, a flowing water that's a blessing to those around, something that someone would want to come and be around. I want to read another scripture that kind of clarifies this even more, I think. This is going back to Genesis chapter 22. Let me see here. Let me get the verse 22:18, I believe it is. This is, actually, we're going to go up and read from 15. Genesis 22:15. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because of you, because you have obeyed my voice." We'll stop there. Think about this. This is God speaking to Abraham. Because Abraham was obedient to God and did what God asked him to do, God turned around and told him, he said, "You know what? Now I'm going to bless you." And he says, "I'm going to multiply you," there in verse 17, "and your descendants or your children as the stars of the heaven and as the sand on the seashore." That's a lot of grandchildren. And he tells Abraham, he says, "Because you were obedient to me, because you're this way," he says, "I'm going to bless you." And then he says, there at the last part of that verse, he says, your children and grandchildren, your descendants will possess the gate of their enemies. In other words, they're going to have the upper hand, right? They're the ones. Think about a city that has a big wall all the way around, and there's four gates coming into that city. If you're the one that controls the gates, you're the one in charge. You're in charge of who brings food in and who brings food out. You're in charge of water and all those sorts of things going in and out of there. And so God is saying that your children are going to be blessed in this way. But the part that we want to look at today, he says all this blessing, and it says in verse 18, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. There's a flip side to that blessing. God says, and we like the first part, right? I would love if God said that to me, right? "I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you that. You're going to, this kind of blessing, all this stuff. But then the flip side is, and he says, because you have been obedient to me, I'm going to bless you, and then you're going to turn around. Your children are going to be a blessing to the world. And so here again, we see God didn't say, I'm going to give you this blessing, all this, all these things, so that you can be some kind of rat hole or mud hole. He says, no, I'm giving you this blessing so that you can be a blessing to other people. So when we think about Christmas, when I think about, you know, this idea of we give gifts to others, it's not, I hope, and I believe we're all adults here, so we're probably not this way. We're not there to you know, get all the, man, lucky me, I got to go home with 25 gifts. I hope that's not what it's about. It's about a reflection of the ultimate gift that God gave to us. The opportunity to have forgiveness in our hearts. The opportunity to have a life that is changed and made new. To have a second chance at life. To be able to have those blessings and that opportunity that we're here and be able to turn around and say, you know what, I want to be a blessing to someone else. And so if we can, somehow, this Christmas, let's let that thought come through when we're giving gifts to our children, when we're giving gifts to those around us in our family, when we're giving the gift of time or whatever it is, that thought would be there. This is not because I need to get some kind of, you know, now I feel like obligated, I got to give all these gifts so I can, you know, call back some favors throughout the year. It's not nothing like that. It is honestly, it should be just a demonstration of how blessed we are and how we want to carry that blessing over to others. And please help, please understand again, I'm not talking about just things. We're talking about time. And I'll tell you, even kids, if you deprive them of time, will put a high value on time. You can buy the most expensive gifts and you don't spend any time. And what do they ask for? The time. And so once again, we're not talking about just things here. We're talking about allowing ourselves to be a blessing to the world around us and to bless the people around us because we are blessed. And I hope that we can go into Christmas next week that way. I mean, this whole week's probably filled up with activities and food and candy, celebrations and travels, time off, all those kinds of things. Why? So that we can be a blessing to those around us. If the verse there in Psalms that we read, it's even more defined than just a physical blessing. It's actually so that the blessing of God and His salvation and all the good that He's done for us, that would somehow be able to affect the world around us. I saw something and I read it earlier and I don't remember how it was written, but this is what it was trying to say. God gets excited at the opportunity to be a part of people going out and spreading good in His world. And I've been thinking about that. I thought, you know what? There's lots of things that maybe God would get excited about, but it makes sense, right? That God would get excited when some of us down here would say, you know what? He's been so good to me. He's blessed me in so many ways that we would then turn around and begin to share that with others around us. God would get excited about that. So I believe that this morning, that God gets excited when we begin to share the blessings, when we begin to be the clear creek instead of the mud hole. Lord, help us today. And I don't know that any of us have a problem with that here today, but it is a good reminder. Because even I think it's the noise, it's all the distractions, it's all the things there is to do. It's very easy to just get tied up in all the things that we've got to do this Christmas. So let's remember that it's about sharing the blessings that God has given us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth this morning. Thank you for the songs and the testimonies. Pray that you would help us as we spend some time fellowshipping and eating, that your blessing would be upon it, that you would get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Help us this Christmas, as we celebrate you and the blessings that you've given to us, that we would truly focus on being a blessing to those around us in this world. We love you this morning. Thank you for all that you've done for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.